And this is VOA 1, The Hits.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Dan Friedel. This program is aimed at English learners. So we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English. Today on the program, you will hear stories from John Russell and Brian Lynn. John tells us about businesses in the U.S. that are working on solutions to solve the problem of food waste. A group called ReFed estimates that 35% of all food available in the U.S. in 2019 went unsold or uneaten. After that, Brian Lynn has a story about dogs. Therapy dogs. The dogs are in Ukraine, and they are helping children feel better in the middle of the country's war with Russia. After that, Andrew Smith and Katie Weaver bring the Higher Education Report. They have a story about a math professor from India who is working with American college students in the southern state of Mississippi. He is helping students understand how the math ideas they learn today can make a difference in the rest of their lives. Finally, to close our program today, you will hear the latest episode of Words and Their Stories from Anna Mateo. While the next American baseball season will not begin for about 4 months, you can learn how to use an American phrase inspired by the sport and put it into use by opening day. Be sure to stay tuned for my conversation with Anna. You might call it an insider report. And now, here is John Russell.
Restaurants, farmers, and food businesses are turning to chemistry and physics to deal with the problem of food waste. Some companies are testing coverings to slow the ripening process in fruit and packets to keep food fresh. Others are developing digital sensors that can tell when meat is safe to eat. Experts say growing awareness of the costs of food waste has led to more efforts to deal with the problem. ReFed is a group that studies food waste. It says new businesses have raised $300 billion in 2021, double the amount raised in 2020, to deal with the problem. The group estimates that in 2019, around 35% of food available in the U.S., worth about $418 billion, went unsold or uneaten. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says that food waste is the largest kind of material placed in local waste areas. And the agency notes that rotting food releases methane, a gas that is not good for the environment. ReFed estimates 225,000 kilograms of food could be kept out of waste areas each year with special, high-tech coverings. Many companies are working on ways to help reduce food waste. Sweden-based Innocentia is developing a sensor that can show if meat is safe to eat by measuring the buildup of microbes inside its container. And Ripe Labs, based in the U.S. and Belgium, is working on a sticker for fruits and vegetables that would release gas to slow ripening. Saverpak has developed a plant-based packet that can fit inside a container and take in moisture, helping keep the food inside hotter and crispier. but the cost can be a barrier for some companies and shoppers. Kroger, the largest food store company in the U.S., ended its deal with Appeal Sciences this year. The deal ended because Kroger said shoppers were not willing to pay more for fruits with Appeal's special covering to keep them fresh. Appeal says its special covering is made of common food additives. It says treated avocados can last a few extra days, while treated oranges can last for several weeks. The company says that it continues to talk to Kroger about other future technology. Another big issue is how to deal with different care requirements for different kinds of food to prevent waste. There is no one major change that can improve the situation, said Randy Beaudry of Michigan State University's School of Agriculture. Beaudry said the complexity of the issue has caused some food waste projects to fail. He added that it is also hard to sort out which technology works best, since new companies do not always share data with outside researchers. Some companies find it better to use proven technology in new ways. For example, Chicago-based Hazel Technologies has been selling a chemical compound called 1-MCP that is used in a room to slow the ripening process in fruit. The company now sells packets that can slowly release 1-MCP into small containers of fruits. Mike Mazie oversees Bell Harvest, a large apple packing facility in Belding, Michigan. He ordered around 3,000 of the packets this year to use for apples that could not fit inside rooms treated with the compound. If you can get another week out of a bushel of apples, why wouldn't you? He said. It absolutely makes a difference. The science is promising, but it is only part of the solution, said Yvette Cabrera. She is the director of food waste for the Natural Resources Defense Council. Most food waste happens at home, she said. Reducing food sizes, buying smaller quantities, or improving the accuracy of freshness date could have even more effects than new technology. Overall, as a society, we don't value food as it should be valued, Cabrera said. I'm John Russell.
Mental health experts in Ukraine are using therapy dogs to help children deal with the harmful effects of the country's war with Russia. The therapy is carried out at the Center for Social and Psychological Rehabilitation. It operates in the city of Boyarka, about 20 kilometers southwest of the capital, Kyiv. The government-run community center is currently helping people who have experienced traumatic experiences during the war. Russia launched an invasion of Ukraine in February. In the past, psychologists at the center have used horses to carry out therapy with individuals. Dog therapy was recently added to the offerings. A reporter from the Associated Press recently met with a group of children who received dog therapy at the center. The dog who took part was an 8-year-old American Pit Bull Terrier named Bice. Bice was kept outside a room where about 12 children were seated around a table. The children listened to psychologist Oksana Slipova. "Who has a dog?" she asked the group. The space quickly filled with shouts of, "Me, me, me." One young man said his dog was named Stitch. Another child announced he had a total of 5 dogs, but he said he could not remember all their names. This drew laughter from the group. As the children waited to meet Bice, the setting looked very similar to a school classroom. But members of this group have personal war stories to tell. Some witnessed Russian soldiers invading their hometowns and beating family members. Others are the sons, daughters, brothers, or sisters of soldiers who are on the front lines or who were killed during the war. When the time finally came for the youngsters to meet Bice, they could not contain their excitement. The children smiled and their faces lit up when the door opened and the dog ran into the room. Darina Kokozai is Bice's owner and trainer. She asked the children to come over one by one to say hello. Bice performed several tricks on command. The group then formed a group hug with the therapy animal. For more than 30 minutes, Bice let everybody touch and hug him without ever barking. It was the first time Slipova had worked with a dog as part of her therapy work. She said she had researched the method and learned that working with dog rehabilitators can help children reduce anxiety and deal with traumatic experiences. Slipova observed how some children were afraid of loud noises, such as a window closing or the sound of an airplane. After hearing noises, some members of the group dropped to the floor or started asking whether a bomb shelter was close by. Among the children were a brother and sister from Kupiansk, a city in the eastern area of Kharkiv. Slipova said the children had witnessed Russian soldiers breaking into their home. The troops, armed with machine guns, took hold of their grandfather, then put a bag on his head and beat him. Each child is psychologically traumatized in different ways, Slipova said. When Bice's owner was asked to identify the best message the dog can give the children, she answered, "Freedom." She added, "Freedom from problems and happiness." I'm Brian Lynn.
Growing up in India, Vinay Kanth Rao loved math and knew that he wanted to teach math someday. After earning his master's degree in mathematics from the National Institute of Technology in Warangal, India, he entered the doctoral program at the University of Colorado in the United States. While Vinay was teaching a math class at Colorado, a student asked him a question that became a turning point for him about the subject.
One of the students just asked me, "So why am I learning this?" Now, that is the question I did not ask myself for probably 25 years. And that was when I realized, okay, if you're learning something, you should be able to use it, okay? Or at least down the line, it should be applicable.
Vinay also learned that in the U.S., he could study not only math, but, importantly, ways to teach math. In 2016, he transferred to the University of Southern Mississippi, where he studied mathematics education at the Center for Science and Mathematics Education, or CSME. He was able to explore and develop ways of improving mathematics instruction. Vinay said, "That decision changed my entire life." Vinay brought increased use of visuals, computer games, and inquiry-based instruction to his teaching. Inquiry-based means students work together to answer questions with some help from a teacher rather than only listening to a teacher's explanation. Sherry Herron, a former director of CSME, was Vinay's mentor at Southern Mississippi. She talked about Vinay in an article on the university website. "I have never seen a student with such motivation, creativity, intelligence, and work ethic, and who can produce so much and so many diverse products."
In 2018, Vinay founded the Active Learning Institute in Warangal to bring the inquiry-based teaching method to students and teachers in India. He raised $15,000 to support it and traveled to Warangal several times before the COVID-19 pandemic slowed progress. Vinay said that in India, mathematics education is so competitive that students feel like they are in a pressure cooker. Many people in India think that becoming an engineer or doctor are the only ways to find career success. This makes them feel extra pressure when they study math, and it often makes them dislike the subject. At the Active Learning Institute, Vinay is trying to change that. First, he teaches smaller groups of students, about 20 in a class, compared to normal classes with 60 to 100 students. Second, he uses inquiry-based methods to help the students learn. Then, he brings workers in areas besides engineering to his classes to show that there are many other math-related careers. Vinay currently teaches at the University of Missouri-St. Louis in St. Louis, Missouri. He recently talked to VOA about the differences between mathematics education in the U.S. and India. He said Indian students generally have stronger foundations in math. They are better at memorizing and solving problems. But American students are better at showing the connection between math and its applications. And smaller class size in the U.S. means Vinay could give his students more one-on-one help. Radia Farid recently took two classes with Vinay at Missouri. She said Vinay used a lot of real-world applications, and those would help you visualize the concepts that we were learning. And examples would include animation and game development.
Long term, Vinay wants to help more people enjoy learning math. He plans to create more teaching materials that use visuals and show the applications of math, like the popular Love of Physics talks. He also hopes to create software to help high school math teachers with preparing teaching materials. But perhaps his biggest goal is to bring the U.S. model of community colleges to India. Community colleges teach students skills for different careers, such as automotive repair or information technology. Students usually need 2 years of study or less to complete their training. And that will increase opportunities for people in India who cannot enter university programs. I'm Andrew Smith.
And I'm Katie Weaver.
And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. Today, we go out to the ballpark, the baseball park. We talk about an expression from the sport of baseball, but now means so much more. Inside baseball is something that is known or understood only by a small group of people. Sometimes, inside baseball describes a subject that has too many uninteresting details. So most people do not understand it, or even want to understand it. We commonly use this expression with subjects like politics, science, or finance. For example, some urban voters are not interested in the inside baseball of constitutional reform. But they still might support reforms promising good schools, safe neighborhoods, and jobs. Here is another example. Many people would consider the yearly earnings reports of major companies as inside baseball information. The reports would not be of interest to them. But to investors, such reports are important. These insiders need the information. On its website, Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary explains how this phrase began back in the 1890s. To score in baseball, a player needs to land on first, second, and third bases before reaching home plate. That is where the player scores. One way to do this is to hit a home run. The player hits the ball so far that the other team cannot get it. Then the batter, and anyone else on a base, moves forward all the way to home. That big hit will always please the crowd. But most hits are not home runs. Most batters hit balls inside the field and move around the bases as other batters take their turns hitting. This can include also very short hits called bunts, where the bat touches the ball lightly to keep it in field. There are also stolen bases, when runners take a next base, usually as the other team is pitching to a batter. These are all part of a long list of skills, tools, and possible plays used to play competitive baseball. This kind of play is called inside baseball. It is not an obvious type of scoring, especially when compared to the dramatic home run. Inside is also featured in other popular terms in American English. An inside joke, for example, is a joke that only a few people understand. With inside jokes, we often say this to those who don't understand. You had to be there. Insider knowledge is also things understood by a special few. Let's say you want to work at a company and you have insider knowledge about it. Maybe you know people who work there or their product line. This insider knowledge may give you an advantage over others. An inside track is a good position in a situation. It comes from racers on a circular track. The runners on the inside may have an advantage. Here's how to use it. She seems to have an inside track at the university. She knows everyone. And finally, an inside job is something done with the help of someone inside an organization. The term, however, is usually used in connection with a crime. If police think a bank robbery was an inside job, for example, they would probably question all who work at the bank. And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.
Thank you, Anna. I'm Dan Friedel, and you're listening to the Learning English broadcast. We hope you all enjoyed that report about one of my favorite sports, baseball. We are joined now on the program by the presenter of Words and Their Stories, Anna Mateo. Welcome, Anna.
Thanks, Dan. So happy to talk to you. And happy to talk about a baseball expression.
So, Anna, I have played in and gone to a lot of baseball games. I have seen a lot of inside baseball, even in the World Series. What is your favorite sport to play or watch?
Well, that depends. For me, it's all about a story. Are the teams historic rivals? Has a player overcome great odds? Is there a player ready to break a record? Sports give us great stories.
Anna, I had no idea you like to follow sports stories so much. I'm wondering, you mentioned the kind of crime that is called an inside job. Do you have a favorite movie or television program about an inside job?
Let's see. I can't think of a movie off the top of my head, you know, right in this moment. But I like an old detective show called Monk. Several of the crimes in that show are inside jobs. One was at a bank. One was on a televised lottery game. And another was at a museum. A security guard was the inside man on that job.
Thanks, Anna. I'm going to remember this conversation. You could say, I've now got the inside scoop or story on some of your favorite things.
You're welcome, Dan. This was fun.
Thank you, Anna, and thanks to all my VOA colleagues, John Russell, Brian Lynn, Katie Weaver, and Andrew Smith. That's the Learning English broadcast for today. Thank you for listening. For more learning opportunities, please visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com. Please join us again tomorrow to keep learning English with stories from around the world. I'm Dan Friedel.